Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The home of the Greg Hill Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10.
Sports Radio 93.7. WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show, broadcasting live from Encore Boston Harbor and the WynnBET Sports Bar, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and the Jeep Adventure Day Sales Event.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a
Wiggins calls it the single greatest power ballad in the history of power ballads.
What's better than that?
All Too Well, Taylor Swift.
That one's good.
Yeah. That one gives you goosebumps.
Is Stairway to Heaven a power ballad? Because that was
even with Stairway to Heaven, I feel like it's a little bit slower. You know what I mean? Where?
What about Smash Mouth All Star?
Ken, come on.
I love that song. November Rain is number one for me.
Ken, nailed it.
Yep.
Nailed it. Absolutely.
Guns N' Roses?
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. I don't know. Just something about that Motley Crue one and the video and the whole meaning of it, coming back home.
Speaking of Ken, coming up in a moment or two during trending is Brooksy whining again about golf.
Oh, is he ever?
When is he not?
Brooksy. Brooksy won't stop whining about golf. If he doesn't like it, he could find another sport to play. You want to get Gino, Ken? Gino, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love your show. Definitely think you're the best morning radio show. Listen to you guys every morning.
A
few points real quick. Back to, I think it was Ken who said, Dorchester's a nice place.
Yes.
Like Blue Hill Ave. Like, I grew up on the area. I love it, but it gets pretty wild, and I think depending on which way you're coming in, if you're coming from, like, Forest Hills and, like, the golf course, it's beautiful. But, you know,
well,
I
Wiggy
just
said,
you know,
Wiggy made an odd statement, which was he is surprised that there is a zoo.
In the hood.
I agree with him, for sure.
If you go into the entrance of the Franklin Park Zoo, where that is on Blue Hill Ave, that's the hood.
Well, you need a lot of land.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. I don't know how long Franklin Park Zoo has been around. I'm guessing 100 years or something.
It's pretty big. Like, it's
so
pretty big. And then
you need a lot of land for a zoo. You can't squeeze a zoo into a 1 acre parcel.
Opened October 4th.
Bunch of billiards over there, too, in Dorchester, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. 1912.
I mean, Ken puts on a do-rag, and all of a sudden he goes where everybody lives.
Is it 1912, the same year that Fenway Park opened?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, but I don't think they knew. I don't think they knew by 1990 or 1989 that that would be the hood.
No, they didn't. No, right. They're not going to move it.
You know, I understand that, but it's always
zoo.
It's just funny to think if you grow up in Boston and you go to the Frank LaPock Zoo that the zoo is in the middle of the hood.
Okay. I have taken right. Maya and I go. We go to the orange line to that stop right there, and you walk down the hill, up the hill, you're there.
Of course. Well, yeah.
And Wiggy, in 1912, Thank plenty you. Of parking.
Yes, there was. All right, anything else, Gino?
No, he's gone.
Okay. Yeah. Curtis is upset, as he often is, when it comes to credit being given for something with regard to the national media.
We sit down here. Fox Sports 1 is in this spectacular sports book. I'm never going to leave. And they're playing our interview with Ty Law a couple days ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Very nice. You know, our show goes viral from time to time. And they are crediting some obscure WTVT in the upper right corner while playing audio from our show.
That's frustrating.
I mean, Skip Bayless owes us an apology.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we should charge like $50,000 for copyright infringement.
Which particular piece of audio did they find most interesting, most worthy of discussion?
Well, your favorite that you've asked me about 52 times when Ty Law said that it's Belichick over Brady.
Ah, yes.
And was that a shot at Tom?
Well, I did notice that what has, based on Ty Tuesday, what has been talked about a lot over the last 24 hours is Ty Law saying on this show that Tom Brady is at the bottom of his career, and Bill Belichick is, that's what you're talking about,
yes.
Right? Do we have that audio from Tuesday by any chance, Ken?
I'm sure we do. This cut here is talking about their relationship. Is it? It may be in there.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll play it.
I think that they really love each other and respect each other. And guess what? They're still competitive. Both of them still competing.
You think they do love each other?
I really do. I don't think it's like that. People try to make it more than what it is. But you can't say one without the other. Tom is kind of, you know, separate himself somewhat just because he went down and got another Super Bowl. But I know he credits Bill Belichick for his opportunity and the relationship that they had throughout the years, because you can't talk about Bill Belichick without Tom Brady. You can't talk about Tom Brady without Bill Belichick.
Right. So he went on to essentially say that Bill has more of an upside to his career, but because of years. Tom only has 2 years left. Bill has five, seven. Bill has as long as he wants to coach, I guess.
There's no end in sight for Bill.
Yeah, for Bill.
I think that's what Robert Kraft, that's the sort of calculation he made, which is that I'm going to stick with Bill because he's got a longer shelf life than Tom. What, you know, he probably didn't realize was what Bill is without Tom. But I think now, though, it's probably even. I mean, Bill is 70 next year. Mm-hmm. So maybe two more years?
No, I think Bill goes longer than that. And the other thing that really messed it up, Curtis, and this is kind of making your point about how Tom is still such a great player. I think the thing that hurt not the relationship or making the decision a little bit easier was the 2019 season when Brady didn't have any talent around him. I mean, granted, the team still did well and they made the playoffs, but I think even with Kraft, Bill convinced him to say, see, Tom is not really at that level no more, so let's offer him middle-of-the-road money and because he's not the elite quarterback. And then when he goes down to Tampa Bay and you put talent around him, it's like, well, wait a second.
Well, but if Bill believes that Mac Jones has legit potential, I think he should, is there not a desire within him to be here with Mac Jones for 5 years, 7 years, and see what they can do?
Yeah, of course there is.
With a potential legit franchise quarterback that he drafted? I mean, I isn't that a great way to put a bow on his career is to turn Mac Jones into a Tom Brady-like quarterback?
Well, I also think that's why Josh McDaniels has made such a point to build a great relationship with Mac Jones, because isn't the belief that Josh McDaniels will sometime down the road take over for Bill Belichick?
That is the belief, but I think even taking it a step further, Courtney, I think the thing that they look at is that if they can make Mac Jones successful, and what is everybody saying about Mac Jones right now? They're saying, oh, he's Brady-esque. He's got those Brady qualities. Mm-hmm.
You don't think he does?
No, I'm not saying he does.
No, but do you think he does?
I think...
What have you seen anything from him that makes you think of Tom Brady?
No.
No,
because
it, post that, Ken, WEEI.com breaking.
No, because
does not see Tom Brady.
So can you compare how they were in the offense as young players and the fact that, all right, our offense is maybe some checkdowns, you know, nothing crazy. Can you compare that because they're both in the same offense? Yeah, but Brady, you cannot put Mac and Brady in the same conversation. I don't care. So what? They're two white, slow quarterbacks. That's the only reason now we're comparing these two?
Max White?
Yeah. Well, no, they're that's not why they're
No, but that's why
they're
saying Brady.
Them because they both are New England Patriots quarterbacks.
Right, so but what?
One the former, one the current.
Right, but one, when you look at one has, granted, 7 championships, 6 of them with New England. And when you look at one, you go, okay, one led his team to a Super Bowl in the first year he got an opportunity to play. So now the jury's still out with Mac Jones. If this team stops,
yeah, he's only played one game.
Yeah. Right.
And people aren't discounting what Brady's done. They're saying that Mac Jones, a lot of people are saying he looked better in his rookie debut than Brady did.
Yeah,
they said he looked better at this point in his career than Brady did at this point
statistically. He has better numbers because the league has changed, right? From when Brady started as a first-year player to Mac Jones as a rookie, statistically, he looks better because the league is much different now. The fact that you need your quarterback to throw more, if Brady...
So you think it's league, it's not skill?
Yeah, it's the league and the fact that the offense in Brady's early years was a lot of, like everybody likes to say, dink and dunk. They like to say that, but that's how the team was built. What happened when Brady got, and Curtis, I'm giving Brady a lot of credit on this one now.
Keep talking.
What happened when Brady got a legitimate deep threat wide receiver?
Yeah, the best season
in the
history.
Right.
Ever.
So the offense is built to be dink and dunk, and Mac Jones is doing a good job. But that's the only reason why you can compare the two is because of the offense. As of right now, the skill set, I got to still see more from
Mac
Jones.
Mentally, though? Like, what about, you know, Mac Jones being cool, calm, and, as you said the other day, collective?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not Brady-like?
That is Brady-like, but I think the one thing Brady had when he was younger is more of that or a dog in him, and it showed it. Think about how many times
Have that when he was younger.
Huh?
Well, you think he had that when he was younger? I think he grew into that.
No, because when you think about Brady, we had to calm him down in the Super Bowl because he had that mentality of, like, where Mac is cool and calm, right? But Brady had more of this, at least for me, had this presence of, here's what we got to do. You need to do this. You need to do that. We need to do this. Make this move. Do this where Mac, you even heard Mac say, I need to be more assertive.
And Brady, he wanted to prove people wrong
right.
all the time. Whereas
that's a good
Mac
point.
Jones doesn't really need to prove anybody wrong. Everybody's on his side from the jump.
And my favorite comment from Ty when he was on with us, which was awesome, glad he's joining us every Tuesday, was when he said that dinner at Capitol Grill or Grill 23, Ty Law, Lawyer Malloy, Tom Brady, and Tom just looks them dead in the eyes and he's like, Drew's not getting the job.
Yeah, right. I'm not getting
Greg
the
Hill
job
was
back.
Sitting two tables down.
Greg was underneath his fourth seafood tower.
I was waiting for the leftovers. Can I get it? I love that. And that is correct. Ty Law every Tuesday this football season. A reminder that Monday, Bill Belichick will be on this show at 6:30. And Boomer Esiason will join us Monday at 8:30. We are at the WynnBET Sports Bar at the Encore Boston Harbor. Brand new place to watch Red Sox football on Sunday. Great place to come out and hang out and get some great food.
Red Sox football.
No, Red Sox and football.
And the pizza is so good.
And really?
Oh, my God.
Well, I noticed Wiggy has had
my second slice.
He's on his second.
I'm waiting for you to go to break so I can eat it.
He's on his second slice. Speaking of the Red Sox, front office report coming up at 9 with Sam Kennedy. And then we'll get a visit here at the Encore Boston Harbor from one of the two who will be our next mayor here in the city of Boston. So city councilor Nisa Asabi-George will be here around 9:15 or so this morning. Here is Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and they've got grapes available right now. Today only, check out red seedless grapes, only 72 cents a pound when you click on the digital coupon, limit 2 bags. Great snack for your back to school or back to office lunches. I need a poll question on this, Greg, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady right now? Is that fair? Fair to say? Yes or no?
I don't think it's fair yet. I would think it would be fair at midseason to do so.
Midseason, okay.
I don't know. What do you think, Wiggy?
I still think you can. I still think
you could compare Tom Brady, as you just did, Tom Brady, his first game as a rookie quarterback, to Mac Jones' first game as a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, but didn't Brady win?
Did Brady win his first game he started?
Yeah, against Peyton Manning.
Yeah. down at the Colts. I caught a touchdown in that game. Yep. Yeah.
Quickie Twitter poll.
We'll put that up. Greg Hill's show account. Go ahead, Curtis.
What is it again? Because I just deleted it because I asked about Cam Newton because I'm exhausted. What's the Twitter poll?
Is it okay to compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady?
Boom. Thank you.
Okay. And Brandon Marshall. You like Brandon Marshall, right, Wiggs? This is one of your guys.
Yep.
He did kind of that when he was reflecting on his week one performance, Mac Jones now.
I want to piggyback off of that, the Patriots, okay? You found your quarterback. That's the silver lining. Like, I don't know if you're going to make the playoffs. I don't know if you're going to win the Super Bowl in the next 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know, but you found your quarterback. You're the quarterback guru. But when I think about the quarterback, because I had 17 of them, leadership, Mac Jones, check. Anticipation, check. Poise, check. Judgment, check. Pocket mobility, check. Locate the second receiver, check. Release quickly, check. You know, accuracy on the short game, accuracy on the long game, check, check. Touch, check. Now, scramble ability, he hasn't shown that. That's not his game.
Now, go ahead.
But you found your quarterback. So that is the silver lining. Now, will you win it this year? Probably not. But you should be happy because it's a quarterback-driven league.
Yeah, I agree with him. After week one, you definitely looks like you found your quarterback.
Good stuff from Brandon Marshall. Patriots-Jets this weekend. Injury report yesterday, tackle Trent Brown and Kyle Van Noy missing due to various ailments. Michael Irvin today, 1:30 with Gresham Keefe and Rappaport, 10:45. And we have the Thursday night game tonight. It is Washington and the New York Giants, 7:30 coverage after Mutt at Night with Tom E. Curran. Red Sox score. Go ahead.
Are we going to get to Brooksy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to mention real quick, Red Sox win it last night, Greg. That's a pretty big deal.
Yes.
Three-way tie for the wild card. You got to ask Sam Kennedy at 9 why the Yankees got the pause during COVID issues, but the Red Sox were not able to.
Okay.
You got to get Sam on the record on that. That'll be at 9 o'clock. Now, Brooks, he is whining about the Ryder Cup. Ryder Cup is next week, I believe, in Wisconsin, at Whistling Straits. Yes. It was postponed due to COVID.
Oh, awesome.
He is not a fan. He was a Golf Digest interview. He was asked about the Ryder Cup. He whined about it. He said it's tough. He describes his routine as disrupted because he can barely see his personal team. It's hard to go to the gym. At the President's Cup in New York, we had to go to the gym at 5 a.m. to get in. Under regular conditions, I take naps a lot. Am I take an hour and a half nap or just chill on the couch and watch SportsCenter? No time to do that at the Ryder Cup. No time to decompress. So he's getting blasted by Paul Azarin and others.
It is such a pain to represent your country, isn't it? I mean, this guy is such a giant D-nozzle.
Is like that because of the protocol?
It's like enough.
I like him.
I like him, too. Oh, I don't like this comment,
how
but
can
I do
you,
like
how
him.
Can you, what do you like about
but
him?
But do you like Bryson?
The two of them together, I guess, are both issues.
Golf needs some personality.
Yeah.
In Brooks Koepka, we used to rip him. Because he was like a robot. He's like, I get birdies and then I win.
So you like him complaining that he can't get a nap in?
No, I mean, don't like that comment.
Have you never had a nice nap? Especially
now, Greg, is he complaining because of the protocols that are in place?
No, no.
And it's making
just, just because it's a team sport as opposed to individual. So during the week at a major, he can just do what he wants.
Okay.
But now he's got meetings and it's
I got no issue with that. Right? Didn't we see, like, you know, when we talk about athletes and how they need their routine and how things maybe get in the way and how a guy that is used to doing things a certain way, now all of a sudden it's something that he's not used to doing and he's keeping it.
I feel like you have the opportunity to represent your country in the Ryder Cup. You should be excited about it and love every moment of it, but that's just me.
Ken, don't they have, like, a sleep room at Fenway Park now? Didn't we have
that? Yeah, yes, they do.
They used to have a really nice one.
Yes.
I mean,
bed gear.
That's what Greg uses during the game.
All right, Ken, thank you. We will be back from the Encore Boston Harbor.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Encore Boston Harbor and the brand new WynnBET Sports Bar. Quick reminder, tomorrow morning on the show, it is a Patriots Friday, and Devin McCourty will join us most likely during the 7 o'clock hour. Monday, Bill Belichick at 6:30 and Boomer Esiason at 8:30. But here at the casino, look who has arrived. One of the great humans in our city, the great Nick Verano.
True Weasty legend.
Nick, how are you?
Thank you, Greg. Thank you for having me
nice
on the show.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you guys, especially Courtney. She's really honest. I got to tell you, I've been an avid listener for a long, long time, guys. And she is absolutely crushing it.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
And she is, seriously.
Really?
Yes.
Is that because I said you were a dapper dresser?
No, not at all. Not to do it. I actually said it before you said that. I mean, it's obvious that I'm a dapper dresser.
No disrespect to Danielle. But Courtney is doing an
amazing job.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank
you. And honest to God, Greg, I mean, you're all right.
Yeah,
but you really have a true Boston, East Boston legend.
Yes.
We've been friends, known each other over 40 years.
Long time.
Believe
you
it or not.
Wiggy?
Wiggy and his mom, God rest their soul.
Yep.
And
I remember I used to go, growing up in Eastie on the corner of Bennington and Marion. I'm drawing a blank.
I remember where I
right.
Don't remember where
right.
I used
Bennington
to
and Marion, right across the street from Christie's Pizza was Victor's, Nikki's uncle's like corner store, and I was 12 years old, maybe in there, get the subs, and buy the cigarettes for my grandmother. And you know, I've known Nikki for God, Jesus, since the mid '80s.
Well, you already have a restaurant here at the casino.
Yes.
And now, here at the WynnBET Sports Bar, you guys have introduced your pizza concept. So tell us a little bit about Frank and Nicky's.
So Frank and Nick's, we were lucky to team up with Wynn Encore a few years back and open up Fratelli, which is the Italian concept, the high-end Italian concept here in the casino. And the relationship and the partnership has been amazing. So when this came to fruition, and hopefully we get the sports gambling soon, and they were opening up WynnBET, we approached them, and they approached us about a second place, and we opened up a fast casual Frank and Nick's with Neapolitan pizza. Amazing. We brought in guys from Italy, brought in guys from Florida to show us how to make certain things, and we brought homemade bread.
Yeah.
Every sandwich that you said earlier, the little Spuckies.
Yep.
We make all the bread, all the croissants, everything in-house. And it's just some of the best sandwiches you'll ever have.
The pizza's
fast
delicious.
Casual.
You like
the pizza's
I am
really
you
good.
Know, I you know bar pizza's my number one, but Neapolitan.
I love bar pizza too.
Wiggy hates it.
I mean, it's
not what we grew up on.
Right.
Right.
But
I understand, but you can expand your taste buds.
I mean, I can. I told you, it's a little like it's like
He thinks it's like
Elio's
frozen
pizza.
Elio's
it's like
pizza,
you put it in a toast oven.
It's nothing like that, Nick.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So when you come here, and eventually you'll be able to bet on games here,
yes,
which is fantastic. I'm going to try to hold the next mayor of the city of Boston accountable on the sports gambling when she gets here around 9:15 or 9:30 or so this morning.
I'm a big fan, by the way,
Of her.
Yes.
Yeah. I. She really is. You've met her, I
yes.
assume.
Yes.
Amazing woman, was a teacher in East Boston, and is just a very reasonable person, I feel like. So I think she'd do a great job running the city. So, all right, so you can come down here. Wiggy was raving about the steak and cheese.
Yeah, the steak and cheese. I'm gonna try one of the meatball subs, too.
You got to try it. My mother's got her recipe for the meatballs. You got to try those. And more importantly, every Monday when the Patriots win, come down if you're a rewards member. Free pizza at Frank and Nick's every Monday down here at WynnBET.
Yeah, the pizza, I've already had two slices. The pizza's amazing. But the steak and cheese and the Caprese little sandwiches were good, too. So I got to try the meatballs.
But you got to try the steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese.
We use the USDA Prime, shave it down. It's incredible. And the meatballs are out of this world. Everything, though.
Okay. What is it, Curtis?
All right. We need you to weigh in. This is your place. Last night, Greg's doing blackjack. He gets 14. And he hits.
What did Dale have up?
Dale had a 5.
No.
He has no clue how to play.
Curtis has alleged that, Nick, you listen to the show, you've heard us do douche move before.
Yes.
Curtis is alleging that hitting on 14 is a douche move.
When the dealer is showing a 5.
It doesn't matter what the dealer is showing. Oh. I am playing for myself. No disrespect. I'm not playing for you or anybody else. You gamble a lot.
I do.
You gamble in the special. Sometimes I see you up in the special area up there where the real gamblers go. If I can sneak in.
Real.
Sometimes I use your name to get up into that special.
I don't know if they're real gamblers. But, yes.
I am playing for myself. I can just as easily hit myself a 6 or a 7 on a 14 as anybody else.
Highly unlikely. But, yes, you can. It's your money. You could do what you want with
money,
it.
It's my money. I can do so.
But it is a douche move.
Right. It is not a douche move.
It is a douche move.
It's not a douche move.
It's actually top 5 dub.
Right.
Actually, yes. Speaking of douche moves, last night, the opening here, and there was a party at Ernie Bach's, I got invited to neither.
Well, why?
I don't know. Greg is...
I was not in charge of it. Nick could have invited you here last night. I don't know why he didn't.
I swear to God, she will never not be invited from anything else ever again.
Yeah, I understand.
Right? She will be an invite before you.
Right.
You will be invited to everything.
Now that we know how you play blackjack.
He's actually going to get, by the end of this, he'll give you 50% of Frank and Nick's.
Yeah. Hey, Greg,
pizza, I'll take it.
We're going to be doing Monday blackjack lessons right after free pizza for an hour from 10 to 11. You should really join us.
All right, I will come for that.
Please.
All right, well, it's great to see you.
Nice to see you,
too. Thanks for having us.
Big fan of you guys. You guys do a great job.
Nikki, always a pleasure, man.
Love all you guys.
Well,
thank you for having us.
All right.
Come visit us at Frank and Nick's.
Okay, all right, that's Nick Verano. We got to take a break, but we will be back coming up at 9. It is the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy here at WEI.
Tonight, it's Thursday Night Football on WEEI.
The Giants head to Washington and look to do damage as Washington starting QB Ryan Fitzpatrick sits on the sidelines with a hip injury. Coverage gets underway.
Tonight at 8.
This is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Catch all the NFL primetime action exclusively on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
From the brand new WynnBET Sports Bar, which is at the Encore Boston Harbor. We will get to the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy coming up in just a little bit. This is Bill, though, from Lynn. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good. I want to, you know, Brady was being kind of modest, but I have proof that there'll never be a better quarterback than him. And the proof is that he played in the headhunter, like when it was a headhunter league, when there was no real protection for the quarterbacks. So, I mean, these guys, you know, there was no trying not to land in the quarterback like there is now. You know, it was just a lot of violence, and he excelled through that. And now it's a quarterback-friendly league. You see these guys tackling the quarterback, and they're rolling off not to land on him. So that's why he's the best, in my opinion.
So when you say he's being modest, are you referring to him talking about the new talented quarterbacks and the fact that he will be forgotten? Is that
what you're talking about? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's impossible for him to be forgotten, because even if these guys beat his records, you know, they didn't play in the time where he did. When the players were allowed, the linebackers were literally told, you know, take this guy out, hurt the quarterback. And now they're saying the opposite. They're like, oh, don't touch the quarterback. If you can't land on him, don't. All this stuff. So that's why Brady will never be.
Well, that was about half of. I mean, that was about half of his career. I mean, Joe Montana played his entire career in that environment. Does that mean that Joe Montana is better than Tom Brady?
Well, I don't think that Joe Montana had the success that Brady had. I mean, but he did play in that environment. It's true.
Yeah, but see, the thing with Brady, you know, we can say what we want. He'll go down as the greatest quarterback ever to play from now to the next 5,000 years. There'll never be another quarterback like him. Now,
you don't know that, but you can guess that.
No. I know that. There'll never be another quarterback that'll win 7 championships.
Patty Mahomes is pretty good.
He is good, but here's the issue.
0-2 in the playoffs.
He's pretty good.
Here's the difference. When you think of who is the greatest basketball player to ever play the game, hands down, when we think basketball, his name is always going to
Taco
Larry
Paul.
Bird. Larry Bird.
Bill Russell. Michael Jordan.
Bill Russell.
Come on, let's get the exercise.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan is not the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. So will Brady have the most yards, the most touchdowns? Probably
not. But, Ricky, that's not a good argument, because LeBron doesn't have 6, and there's actual people who say LeBron over Jordan. LeBron.
Those people are smoking crack, if they really say that. I mean, let's be honest. Listen, I love LeBron James. I think LeBron is an amazing player. But Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. LeBron still needs to win a couple.
Oh, I agree. I'm not saying I feel that way.
So I took offense to that.
So statistically, yeah, there'll be guys that'll pass Brady in his numbers. But the one thing that you'll say about Tom Brady, he was always at the top of the numbers statistically. And he was winning championships.
And he'll, the age thing.
Well, look at
yes, that's a good point.
That's a great point. And look at the Dallas game. Those first two drives that he orchestrated, I was like, man, this game's over. You know, because he's still playing at that level. And the caller brought up a great point. You can't touch the quarterbacks. I mean, now the league is soft nowadays. Let's be honest.
If you had never seen an NFL game and you just tuned in Thursday night last week, you would think that Dak and Brady were the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's 28.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, isn't that crazy?
Well, it's crazy because of how Brady takes care of himself. And you know,
he didn't have the Spucky like you did.
No, he didn't have the meatball. I just had the meatball.
Delicious.
Now,
is there anything on the menu that you haven't
had? You are spot on about the bread, though. The bread is lights out.
And listen,
I heard Nick send his buddy to go back to the store because they ran out of stuff.
Every now and then, I like to have a fat boy moment, okay?
You're entitled to it.
Yeah, and one thing about meatballs, Greg, you should know this because you're a big foodie. I'm very particular about my meatballs, right, and whose meatballs I eat. You know, no, I'm serious. Like
that's a good thing to be, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Right. My grandmother used to made unbelievable meatballs, right? And so you grew up in an Italian household, you get very particular about meatballs. There's some about meatballs that have to be done the right way. That is the one, I would say, entree from an Italian standpoint where you just don't eat anybody's meatballs. Mm-hmm. And I've always liked Nicky's meatballs from when he had Strager, obviously, in the North End and the one on the waterfront.
Hey, Mom! But the meatloaf!
But the meatball sandwiches, by far.
There are several things that are key when it comes to meatballs.
Yep.
Number one is
we lost Greg.
They need to be baked. They need to be baked first.
Okay. Baked,
yes, and then you throw them in the sauce in the pan, yes, and then secondly, you need to add breadcrumbs.
Really?
Yes. I'm sure that's how your mom.
My grandma.
I'm sure that's how
my grandmother would fry them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you do that at the end. So you, but you got to bake them first.
She would.
Because you want to make sure that they get done without getting overdone on the outside. Nobody likes a crispy meatball.
No.
It needs to melt in your mouth.
It does.
I'm not sure. I don't remember if she baked them or not. Maybe she did.
Well, on this subject.
And yeah. The garlic is key.
I like a nice ricotta with yeah. my meatballs.
Yeah.
On this subject, we have a poll question up. Is it okay to compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady?
Uh-huh.
Almost 300 votes already in. 72% say no, there's only one GOAT.
Yeah, I agree with that.
28% reply, yes, he's a baby Brady.
Well, of course but they're going to answer that. You can't compare him now.
Yeah, you had to word it rookie season. So
well, you're comparing
okay?
him now, Greg. I think it's fine. You see a little. You see a little bit now of what you saw with Brady. The offense looks Brady-like.
Yes, and Mac Jones, from a composure point of view, seems similar to me to Tom Brady
right.
As a rookie. I don't know what's wrong. I don't understand what's so – why can no one compare anybody to the great Tom Brady?
Well, everybody's watching it, and they're doing that. I mean,
right.
They are comparing
They're
it.
Calling Brady-ish everything.
I'm not asking if there is a comparison. I'm asking if they are being compared.
I think they – I don't think they should be compared, especially after week one, because from being in that system, it's okay – does he run a similar system to what Brady ran early in his career? Yes, because they don't want to put Mac out there. They don't want him just, you know, putting it all on his shoulders. So I think when you look at that element of the offense, two tight ends, Brady, we ran a lot of two tight end sets. We had wide receivers. I know Ty don't want to give these guys credit, but we didn't have wide receivers that were household names and everybody knew about. We didn't have the Marvin mm-hmm. Harrises. We mm-hmm. didn't have, you know, back in that time, the Keyshawn Johnsons. We had the Troy Browns, David Pattons, Freddie Coleman. So we had guys that people didn't really know about. We ran the football, very similar to what they're doing. We ran it with Antoine Smith. They're running with Antoine, with Damian Harris. We had a good offensive line, and our defense was really good. That's what we were built on. So when you look at Brady and Mac Jones, they're in the similar situation. But I need to see more to know, okay, does he have that it factor when you're down? Like if Miami would have went down and scored.
Yeah.
Does he have the it factor to now take the ball back and go down and
yeah,
get field goal range?
Yeah, well, and that it factor is, for me, I'm going to judge Sunday based on that because he needs this. This is, you said it, it's a must-win game.
Right.
It's a division game. You already lost one. And you certainly, with week four looming, you don't want to be, you know, 1-3 heading into week four. So you have got to, or 1-2.
Right.
You absolutely need to see him from a leadership perspective come out and will them to win
right.
this football game.
Do you think McDaniels will allow him to do more in this game?
Well, the game is going to dictate that, right? Brady, his first game of his the chance he got to start, who'd he beat on the other sidelines?
Peyton
Manning, right? Your first game, you played Tua and lost. Now, Brady against the Chargers, San Diego Chargers, came back and won that game.
That second game, that was Phillip Rivers.
I think it was Flutie.
Flutie.
It was overtime. Okay.
Yeah. So but Brady came back and won that football game. We haven't seen Mac do that yet. That's why I said if Miami went down and kicks a field goal and then you get the ball back, what does Mac Jones then do? Does he do what Brady did? We know and we saw early in his career. And we can go, oh, okay. Now when this situation's up, did we see Mac beat a good quarterback? We'll see that in week four. Can Mac Jones beat Tom Brady similar to when Tom Brady beat Peyton Manning?
All right, we got to take a break, but we will be back from the WynnBET Sports Bar at the Encore Boston Harbor with the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade?
Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.